Activism begins with ACT. The Marijuana Agenda features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists fighting to reform our cannabis laws in this edition of Cannabis Activism Now.
For our 420 special on cannabis carpetbaggers, I spoke to activists all around North America about the issue of Republicans suddenly taking a shine to marijuana legalization now that there's money to be made at it. Our first guest is Chris Goldstein. He is a marijuana reporter for Philly.com, also an instructor at Temple University. You know, John Boehner here, former Speaker of the House, was, you know, virulently opposed to marijuana legalization. Now he's getting involved in the board of this Acreage Holdings. And how is this similar to what went on in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, and New Jersey. You know, what happened in New Jersey was we saw Chris Christie sort of co-opt the medical marijuana regulation and even advocacy to some regard, while at the same time we saw regular possession arrests skyrocket. And the guy was out there saying that legalization equals blood money. So there's a clear picture that the GOP, I mean, you know, Jeff Sessions said that good people don't smoke marijuana. I guess he meant that good people sell expensive hash oil and overpriced flour to sick residents instead. So, you know, again, I mean, what Chris Christie did in New Jersey was take over the medical cannabis program. Out of the six permit holders, three of them were closely aligned with the governor. I mean, we're talking about people that worked for him for years at the U.S. Attorney's Office and then in the front office in New Jersey's governor. So those were the people that won the permits. They operated the businesses happily under the very restrictive regulations. And Chris Christie the whole time in very inches and measures, you know, you recall that he allowed pediatric access. He allowed these very minimal expansions to the program along the way. But again, he commanded medical marijuana in the state. His GOP friends and political allies made the first money off of it and continue to do so. So, you know, watching John Boehner join the marijuana industry, and by the way, his company owns a permit in Pennsylvania. It's a company called Prime Wellness is under ownership of Acreage, and they're in Reading, Pennsylvania. And one of the craziest things, Russ, man, we have seen these guys charge so much money for products. I think Pennsylvania right now probably has the most expensive processed cannabis oils in the country. They sell products for between $65 and $144 a gram.
Oh my God.
In these dispensaries. So what we've seen, I think, is the when they say they want to have a pharmaceutical model for medical marijuana, I think a lot of people thought that it meant we're just going to put plants into pills. But what's playing out very clearly is the pharmaceutical business model being skinned on to medical marijuana laws and regulations with limited permits in Pennsylvania, Ohio, New Jersey, New York. And that price model means, just like Martin Shkreli and PharmaBro, that when they feel like it, they can jack the price up 400%. So when you have live resin selling for $85 in Pennsylvania and $30 in Colorado, you're seeing how that price jackup is playing out. So when John Boehner announces that he's going to join the medical marijuana industry, that's the picture of what I see going on nationally, is that the GOP wants to have limited permits, sort of state cartel systems, and very, very expensive products for patients. All at the same time, while regular consumers continue to get arrested. That's what I see happening.
Well, let's look at the political aspect of this, because there are some in the community that look at this as a gift. They say, hey, look, if it's money that gets Republicans on board, if this is what finally pushes Donald Trump and other people on the Republican side of the ledger to support legalization or at least medical marijuana, we shouldn't oppose it. We should be for this capitalist welcome embrace of cannabis. Do you feel the same way? Is it something we should put the brakes on?
Again, who does legalization matters a whole lot, and who is in charge of the vision for what legalization will look like and the business structures really matters, Russ. We saw this in New Jersey. Six permits for the whole state, half of them go to the governor's political appointees. That's not a model I want going nationally. And I think that's the tough thing for our movement right now, is that this is ever popular. We do have a groundswell of political support. But again, I think that we've gone beyond. It used to be maybe like 10 years ago, Russ, like anybody who joined marijuana legalization, we would throw up our hands and cheer. I think we could be more selective now. You know, just like cannabis consumers in Philadelphia, like you never turn down a bag of weed, even though it like looks bad and smells bad, whatever, where are you going to get another one? But consumers in Colorado, if they look at some weed at the dispensary, they're like, I'll pass on that. I'll go to something else. Maybe we should be a little bit more discerning about our marijuana politicians, just like we're discerning about our products. And everybody who comes into the business sphere or knocks on our door and says they suddenly have had a turn of heart, I'm not sure that we should give them a big green hug right away every single time.
Yeah, I mean, in addition to John Boehner here in the United States, I just heard news of Gene Simmons, the rocker from Kiss, who's famously a teetotaler and an anti-drug. I have this clip of Rock Against Drugs from the 80s where he's in monster makeup. What do you think of that as a cultural thing, these anti-pop people getting on the Green Rush bandwagon?
I think it's a co-opt, Russ. I mean, are they getting on the Green Rush bandwagon? Or are they looking to take over the industry? I think we have to really ask ourselves that question right now, because I think the cannabis industry is incredibly vulnerable and fragile to this kind of corporate takeover. You know, our opposition is out there talking about big marijuana all the time. You know, and I pointed this out. You know, Kevin Sabat's afraid of big marijuana. There's nothing bigger than the underground market. You know, no corporation will ever have the market penetration and saturation that the underground cannabis economy already enjoys. But, you know, how this plays out in the future and who parcels this stuff and how the markets get concentrated from here on out, we have to keep an eye on that. You know, as advocates, where I'm out here to make sure that we stop arrests, that we stop putting people in jail and drug treatment for failing THC tests. I'm in it for the social justice. And I hear the argument that capitalism is what can bring a lot of allies to the table. But we have also very much seen capitalism go the wrong way in America. And when we create a new industry, we're supposed to do it with better ideals. And old people like Gene Simmons and John Boehner, with their old ideals of politics and of institutions, I don't think are the right people to shepherd in this new industry. I'd like to see someone better.
So what do we do to get the Democrats on this issue to be better on it? I mean, we still have people like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton that are in this, it needs more study. We need to wait and see what's happening in Colorado. I mean, my fear is that the Republicans and the business angle of this are going to rush into the void where the Democrats are fearing to tread.
Oh, absolutely, Russ. The Democrats have been absolutely played by the Republicans on this, 100%. And you can see that with Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania. I mean, how is it that John Boehner gets to sell $144 a gram hash oil in Reading, Pennsylvania, and Governor Wolf is literally still in wait and see on full legalization? You know, the Democrats have really been played here, Russ, and I think this should be a wake-up moment for them. You know, we now know that John Boehner announced his involvement with Acreage Holdings the same day that apparently Donald Trump called Cory Gardner to whisper in his ear about the cannabis industry. I think this is a clear co-opt of the medical marijuana industry. I believe that this is a clear takeover of the space that's underway. The question is, will the advocacy community and those who are in the industry who have a different political mindset let that happen? I mean, Democrats have been winning on this too, Russ. You know, Governor Murphy won on legalization in New Jersey. Rocana is constantly talking about how it's a boon to any candidate who's running for office. Now, the real question is, will the GOP steal that marijuana momentum for an all-important midterm election this year and continue that forward? And will Democrats be left in the dust? My opinion is that Democrats need to stand up for social justice right now. If the GOP wants to go out and advocate for marijuana money, it should be Democrats who are out there stopping arrests and winning the social justice side of legalization. I think that's the best way to get voters to the polls also. So I think that Democrats have an opportunity to reconnect with voters, reconnect with cannabis consumers, and work on the issues that still really matter to us all. even while the GOP is cashing in on this a little bit. But yeah, Democrats have been afraid of their own shadows on this, Russ. I mean, at the same time, Democrats are involved in the industry. The Assembly Majority Whip in New Jersey, his name is Raj Mukherjee. He's a major player in the marijuana business out here. He's the lawyer for dispensaries in Delaware, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's the Assembly Majority Whip. And he told me for a column that he couldn't talk about full legalization because of his involvement with the industry. He was too close to it. That's a real heartbreaker, Russ. I mean, don't we want politicians who are also selling weed advocating for full legalization instead of protecting their own limited medical marijuana interests? Man. So the politics of this are getting ever deeper, but I think Democrats need to wake up, stop getting played by the Republicans, and stick to the base root cause here of social justice with legalization.
This episode was produced as part of the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville, the daily news and interview podcast covering the world of medical cannabis, adult marijuana, industrial hemp, and spiritual ganja. MJAgenda.com.